Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to discuss as we get set here for championship week. The Eagles, the Commanders Sunday for a trip to the Super Bowl. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I got this from a friend of mine, and I think some people need to hear this. When you're doing Eagles chant, slow your ass down, man. Just slow it down. It's not that hard. And I'm not talking about anybody in particular. But just slow down.
Yeah, listen, it's not a hard word to spell. We all could spell it, but that
yeah,
moment happens.
I mean,
happens.
You get caught in the moment, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it happens. It happens to the best of us, man. But just slow your butt down.
Yeah, it happens to the best of anyone. I mean, we've had many tripped up over that. All right, well, welcome in. Lot to discuss today. We will have Ross Tucker on the show later. Lot to talk about with the game. It's a big day in sports. Hall of Fame announcement of baseball tonight. And, of course, all roads lead to Sunday with the Eagles and the Commanders, the Bills and the Chiefs for the right to play in the Super Bowl. And, Hugh, we now await for the first practice of the week, which is going to be tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
First practice of the week, and then we'll find out.
See how our boy doing.
Yeah, how's Jalen Hurts? How's that knee? Because as we know, and we see this all the time, you live this life. Sometimes you have an injury in a game, and then adrenaline gets you through, right?
Yeah.
And then you kind of go home and the next day, and then you get swollen or just sore, and things change. So we're going to find out how mobile Jalen Hurts is on Sunday against the Washington Commanders. But I was thinking about the game. I was thinking about this coming game. And, Hugh, the more I think about it, the more I'm crossing my fingers that Jalen Hurts is going to be close to what he normally is. Because I believe the Eagles need his legs to win this game. In fact, I'll just say it this way. I don't think the Eagles can win this game on Sunday if he is totally immobile. If he's just a pocket quarterback and he's not able to do all the other things that makes him special. Because he's not just your standard sit-in-the-pocket quarterback. He is a runner. He had a 44-yard run for a touchdown on Sunday. And his threat of the run impacts the pass rush, and it impacts how teams face and play against Saquon Barkley. Hugh, we're heading to an uncertain week. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's going to gut it out and play. I'd be shocked if he doesn't do that. I mean, he's going to put a brace on. He's going to go out there. He's going to do his thing, even probably with a knee sprain. But we don't know how mobile he's going to be. Hugh, can the Eagles win without Hurts' running ability?
Yes. Yes. And I think we saw a little bit of that the last time we played the Commodores. You know, the Commodores are a different team from the last time we played, and they've been rolling a little bit, but I still think that the premise still is the same. They changed the way they played when Jalen went out the game, and there still were some opportunities there for us to win that game, even though they started to crash in on Saquon and try to slow the run down a little bit. The deciding factor in that game, I think, that which turned the tide was when CJGJ went out. When he goes out that game, defensively, we're a different team. You know, and I feel like if he's out there and we're clicking on all cylinders, and I know N'Kobe Dean is not going to play, and that's going to be a huge thing, but still, I think we match up well with the Commodores. The thing that sticks out to me about them the other night in the game that they won, and we talked about this yesterday, the matchup favored them, especially in the running game, because the Detroit Lions were decimated on injuries, with injuries on one side of the ball, and it finally caught up with them. So, long talking a little bit. With all that being said, no, I don't think that we don't need Jalen's legs to win this game.
All right, so that's interesting. You brought something up there. The last time these two teams faced off, we saw the game right down in Washington, and Jalen went out early, had the concussion. And, Hugh, we kind of saw, I think it's really, the way you framed it's really interesting, because when Pickett came in, it's almost like a version of Hurts without legs, right? Now, Pickett's not, he's not a total statue, but he doesn't run like Jalen, for you do. And, Hugh, in that game, which the Eagles obviously lost, but we both said that next day, they could have won, right? Kenny played well enough, and they had a chance to win the game. And CJGJ certainly was a big loss in that game. But I remember Kyle pointing this out the day after that game, when we argued for like 4 hours, and we all needed a Christmas break after that, about Hurts' loss in that game and how it affected things. One thing that I remember that from that day when we all argued. So Saquon ran, and most of the game Jalen was out, right? He only played the first two series. Saquon ran that day 29 times for 150 yards.
Yeah.
But he had a 68-yard run in there, one huge run. If you take out that run, his other 28 carries went for 98 yards or whatever it was, 96 yards. He ran for 2.9 yards a carry, 82 yards. 28 carries, 82 yards, 2.9 yards a carry on all the other carries, which told me without Jalen in there, it was tough sledding for most, except one. One home run.
But it was sled nonetheless.
It was tough sledding.
Listen.
2.9 a carry?
It's probably going to be cold Sunday. probably going to be cold.
Boy, it's cold today.
Yeah, it's brick. Woo. It's brick. No, it's what you call brick. You see, I actually had to put on, like, for real clothes today. No
pajamas
today.
No shorts today?
Nah, that wind was cutting through them PJs.
You just got a pair of pants on today, everyone.
But the game that they played last week against the Detroit Lions was a physical game. And to your point, Joe, even with that 2-point-something yards per carry, still ended up with 30 over 100 yards, well over 100 yards.
Yeah.
You know what? If it's me, you know what I'm doing?
Mm.
Because Jaden Daniels, you know, I'm looking at, you know, TV this morning or whatever, and everybody's talking about how great he is and all this other stuff. He's a good quarterback. And I even talked about how envious I was yesterday of how he looked in a small sample size. But you know what I'm going to do when this game Sunday come around?
What's that?
I wouldn't be surprised if they go two tight ends and just run the ball.
The Eagles.
Play keep away. This team, that Washington team, as well as they play, they're beat up. I mean, we're beat up, but we're in a better position than they're in because we're at home.
Yeah.
They've been road warriors for the last couple of weeks.
Well, this actually, Hugh, will be their fourth straight road game, which no team has ever gone to the Super Bowl road games.
Let me tell you what I would do. Mm. What's that old saying, 3 yards in a cloud of dust? As I said, slap the table. 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
1990s
That's
football.
It.
Let's
3 yards
it.
In a cloud of dust.
All right. So, I get that. And that they're going to have to rely on their run game. They have all year. 215-592-9494. But when I think about the game, I believe the Eagles need Jalen Hurts' legs to win this football game. I think they need it. Look, I go back to this past Sunday. If you take away that 44-yard run, they don't win.
You worry too much.
They do they win the game without that 44-yard run?
No, they don't.
Run?
But, I'm trying to tell you.
This Sunday.
This week, in this game, only thing you need, if Jalen's out there, only thing Jalen needs is his arm to work. Hand the ball off to Saquon. Throw like that 100-something yards you threw for last week. Do that again.
About that arm and Jalen Hurts. The passing game isn't exactly like.
Dude.
Like, all right, let me give you an example. Mahomes, right? Mahomes is
Mahomie.
Mahomes, Allen, right? These are mobile quarterbacks. Just like Jalen, especially Allen, right? He plays similar to Jalen. Like, if for some reason they got a bum ankle, one of those guys, or a bum knee, they just beat you from the pocket. This pass game right now, which is some Jalen, some AJ, some the offensive line this past Sunday, this pass game right now is abysmal. I mean, it just has been that way for weeks now. So the reason the Eagles are winning and Hugh, they're scoring up is because their run game with Hurts as a part of it is such a huge deal. And I keep thinking back to the other day when he kept getting sacked, and I'm like, wait a second. Can he move around? Can he get away? Or are we about to go, you know, and have this moment happen? 215-592-9494. Can the Eagles win this game on Sunday without Hurts' running ability? But, Hugh, my eyes were open a little bit yesterday.
Eyes wide open.
Yeah, a couple of.
I just felt like I should
singing?
Do that.
It's okay, yeah. How about a couple of Spartans? A couple of former Spartans.
Sparties.
Trying to give us some knowledge. So I'm driving home yesterday, and I hear this from Mike Reese with maybe a little twist on why this could be a good thing for Jalen in the pass game if he's not 100%. What is he? Here's Ike yesterday.
This may be a good thing because if you don't have the crutch, again, no pun intended, of being able to run whenever you want to, you have to operate the offense. You have to get the ball out of your hands quick because you know you're compromised from an athletic standpoint. You know you can't outrun guys. See, that's the problem with mobile quarterbacks is the overconfidence that
they can just get out of the way.
I can extend the play with my legs. That's what Lamar does. That's what Lamar does. You think Lamar's sitting there going through progressions? You watch Lamar Jackson play, and when he holds the ball, he's just back there dancing around with the ball because he knows he can make people miss and then hit you down the field. That's confidence in his athletic ability that he doesn't have to rely on timing with the offense. So when we talk about the Tanner McKees and the Kenny Picketts who throw on time and get the ball out of their hands, it's because they're not relying on athletic ability to extend plays. If Jalen can't move the way he wants to move, he has to get the ball out when it's supposed to come out. And that's going to make the passing game more of a rhythmic offense.
So I get the premise. I mean, Hugh, it makes sense, right? If he doesn't have his legs, it may force him. It's almost like, you know, if you have a bad leg, right? It might force you to do something stronger with your hand. Like, it's like the body and the mind
kind of what happened to Donovan when he was hurt and he broke his leg and he still finished the game. Byron Leftwich, I think it was in college, had a big college game at Marshall.
Yeah, they carried him down the field.
We had to carry him down the field. Yeah, Byron wasn't a running quarterback, but you get the premise.
But Donovan was.
Yeah, Donovan was, and he beat you from the pocket. Yeah, it's one of those things, man, where it puts you in a position where you have to be – you can't rely on your athleticism as much as you once did. You know, I know a lot of people want to point – I saw somebody last night had a graphic where they showed the play where Goddard was open, and they were talking about with his safety – and talking about Jalen could have made that play.
He came over the middle. Yeah,
yeah, he couldn't have made that play because it was too bang bang. But Jalen held the ball because Jalen probably felt like he could make that play if he was healthy.
Well, that's it, right?
Yeah.
And now maybe
it forces you to you know, throw the football, throw it on time.
And part of this is coaching too. They're going to have to set up plays where he gets the ball out of his hands so he's not dancing around back there with lack of an ability or less of an ability than normal to run the football. So Ike said that. And then I saw this from a guy who knows both Ike and Jalen well, pretty darn well. Listen to Nick Saban yesterday, Pat McAfee show, thinking back to when he had Jalen at Alabama and what he tried to teach him then.
I think the one thing, and this is any athletic quarterback and every one of them, and when Jalen was with us, we would have team and 7-on-7. And I would say, you cannot run. You cannot scramble. You have to throw the ball on time. And because these guys are so athletic, they see the rush coming and they think they can scramble and get out of it. And a couple of those sacks that he took last night, he took them because in normal circumstances, no snow, no bad knee, all that, he probably would have been able to escape and get away and make a play. And he's done that so much in his career, it's hard to tell a guy, hey, don't do that. But I was trying to train him to become a better on-time passer, you know, by not allowing him to do it in practice. And I think he improved in that regard, but he's still a great athlete, and those guys are going to make plays, and you can't take that away from them.
What's ironic is the story about Jalen Hurts has been the same for 8 years, right? He's an athlete. He's a good player. But, like, his instinct is to move. If he can't move Sunday, if he can't move like normal, can they win this football game? 215-592-9494. Can the Eagles win without Hurts' running ability? I don't think so. I think we need him to be able to move in that pocket and move away from pressure and be part of the run game. Otherwise, it's going to be tough sledding. Hugh thinks they can. Kyle, where do you come down as we enter a week of a little uncertainty here with the health of the quarterback?
Yeah, I don't think they can. It's my biggest worry, without a doubt, going into this game, at least at this point in the season. You know, we'll find out more later in the week, I assume. But I also go back to that last game versus Washington, and while we did put up 33 points, and I know people here were arguing that it was a good offensive performance, I never came out of that game thinking it was. Like, it felt like a slog. It wasn't a shootout. Saquon couldn't really get going. And the offense wasn't explosive. I think a sneaky issue with this Eagles offense that they're not great in the red zone. And especially in that game versus the Rams, all their touchdowns were from explosive plays.
Home runs.
And I think without Jalen Hurts' legs, it makes it that much harder for the Eagles to get explosive plays and score that way. Like, it's not necessarily about whether Jalen can run at all or be fast for me. It's about, is he going to be able to extend plays or turn a corner or plant his knee and hit a hole? Like, I worry about all that stuff, and I just can't help get out. I can't get it out of my head that this could end up being like an all-time frustrating offensive performance if Jalen Hurts isn't mobile, because for the sake of full transparency, I don't trust him to just sit back there in the pocket and be a statue and throw this team to win versus a red-hot Washington offense.
Well, I mean, I don't know how you can right now. I mean, we haven't seen the pass game, you know, be successful on a down-to-down basis for a while here. 215-592-9494. Can the Eagles beat the Commanders without Jalen Hurts' legs? We may be going to that kind of game Sunday as we are uncertain how his knee is going to be. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown starts us off on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy get-out-your-coat day, man.
Oh, it's definitely that. It's layer day. Boy, it's cold out there. What's up, Chris?
You. How the mighty have fallen. So, let me understand this. You Douglas is wearing a coat in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And
nah, not really.
Then I just heard.
Only on Sunday. Only wear a coat on Sunday.
Okay.
I ain't got one on today.
Baby
it's insane.
And then, now I heard you're wearing pants and not pajamas.
Well, sweatpants. Sweatpants.
Oh,
he was all dressed up today.
Yeah, like this is my version of being dressed up. Sweatpants.
I mean,
not pants.
Sweatpants. Okay, all right. Now the world is back in order.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
We're good. Guys, let's talk about this Jalen thing. So I believe that they can win if Jalen doesn't have his legs. And, you know, Mr. Douglas is 100% correct because that's why he's here. He breaks it down. And I never call him a wet blanket or anything like that. I always
never,
agree with him.
Never.
it's okay when you do.
you're right on that. And here's where I'm about to go with this, Hugh, is that Washington's defense has holes in it. They're suspect. Now, I know Kyle just said, hey, we didn't give up explosive plays and everything. Listen, you look at those two Eagles games, all right? We scored 26 points in the first game that we won, and we scored 33 in the second game that we lost. The problem lies with the defense. And you hit it right on the head when Gardner Johnson went out. That changed that entire dynamic of how they attacked us, and it opened up their offense. In the first game, we won because we gave up 18 points. Still more than 17, Hugh, but still close, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second game we lost because we have 36 points. I firmly believe that what is going to make us win this game or lose this game isn't Jalen and the offense. The Jalen and the offense are going to do enough to win. It's more of a question of whether or not that defense can slow down and hold Jalen Daniels under wraps. And that's how I feel about this. Ike, very good spin with the no legs and may force him to throw. I hope he's right, but one other guys, that's got to get activated and got to get moving. We got to get A.J. Brown cooking again.
Yeah, I agree. You got to get him involved in this offense somehow.
It's wild, Chris, how many games he's had here in the playoffs of just like non-existent. For a player as great as he is, it's I can't imagine he's had many games in his whole life, back-to-back games of under 30 yards. It's crazy.
Joe, my concern with him, too, is whatever's going on with him, I think he's dinged up a little bit, which a lot of the guys are. But because he's not in rhythm, you don't see him drop that ball by the goal line like that.
You don't.
That's where you got to get you got to get that guy. You got to get him moving along. And because we know what the game plan is going to be, when we have a limited rush like we did with Kenny Pickett, which is maybe what we're going to have rushing quarterback option, like we're going to have probably with Jalen, they're going to just stack the box against Saquon. The difference is I have a lot more faith in Jalen's. Okay, can't run, he's got a throw ability, than I do in Kenny Pickett's. That's where, again, I say it rests on we need A.J. to start cooking. If A.J.'s cooking and he gets in a rhythm and he starts opening them up, they're not going to have an answer for it. But again, guys, I pivot back. This is going to rest on this defense. We need these guys to shut them down, hold them under 20. And then it'll be well for us.
Boy, that would be, considering how they're playing, Chris, we appreciate it. If the Eagles' defense holds the Commanders' offense under 20.
That's not far-fetched.
They've averaged 32 a game the last seven.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not far-fetched because they match up well with them. And I understand you're talking about the last time that you saw each other.
Yeah, Daniels threw 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, but this defense has been playing pretty darn good. You know, they held the yesterday, the Rams at 22, that's not bad. When you talk about what they were when they came
in. But the Commanders' offense is better.
Well, the Commanders played well against the teams they were matched up against. You know, Tampa and
Detroit.
Detroit's defense, let's not forget that Detroit defense lost 13 starters.
No doubt. But it's not like the Commanders hadn't scored before Saturday.
I mean, they have, but this is the one thing that the Commanders are relying on, in my opinion, that no other team in the playoffs is relying on. They're relying on their quarterback's arm to win games for them. Because when you look at the box score from all 4 games that were won this weekend, he's the quarterback that threw for the most yards. He's the one that had the most attempts. And you look at all the other quarterbacks, they were like around 20, 25.
Yeah.
Because that tells me, just looking at the box score, that the running game played a bigger factor in that. And Joe, this is the pattern that this playoffs is following. And I think that when a lot of people talk about football, they're talking about it in the past and what they've seen in the past. This playoff season a little different, Joe. It's a little different.
I agree with you.
I mean, but look at the numbers.
I know, but the Commanders run it well too.
No, they do. But what I'm saying is they're putting a ball in harm's way more so than anybody else he is.
But he doesn't throw picks.
No, he doesn't.
Not yet.
But not yet. That's what I'm saying. Not yet.
No, we did. I think
not yet.
I think of his, what do you have, 6 or 7 picks this year? I think 3 were against the Eagles.
Yeah,
I mean, the Eagles
yet,
got
not
him.
Yet.
The Eagles
not
got
yet,
him.
Joe. And they're taking penitentiary chances. Like, he's a phenomenal young quarterback. No question about that. And I heard some folks even say he might be the best quarterback in the playoffs. Throwing the football, you know, that's an argument to be had. That's
can,
an argument
can we
to be
take
had.
A deep breath? There's Mahomes and Allen
this
are
is,
still
this
there.
Is, yeah. This is what we do.
Yeah.
But when I look at what potentially could get me to the next game, you're putting the ball in harm's way a lot.
But they're scoring.
They are. I'm not taking that away from them. You scored against a depleted Detroit Lions defense.
No, I get that.
That had a lot of guys that were on the street.
On a fast track inside.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's going to be different. Like, it's going to be different. But and if you're going to throw the ball, if you're going to keep throwing the ball like that, then you're setting yourself up for a pick.
One more quick thing on Hurts' legs.
The running game.
One more quick thing on Hurts' legs. They don't just affect the running game. If he doesn't have his legs, how's he getting away from pressure? That was the issue on Sunday. He took 7 sacks.
Joe, let me tell you where I'm at with this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you how my mind is working in this situation. And I've been thinking about this.
I've been workshopping.
Thank you, Kyle, for keeping me grounded. But I look at it like this. This is the Commodores' third road game, correct?
Fourth in a row. End of the regular season, and then two straight. This will be the third straight playoff road game and the end of the regular season. Fourth straight road game.
And we run the ball well. Like, and I know you talk about Saquon, it was tough sledding, whatever. Still can't stop him, though. Can't stop.
He gets a home run every game, it feels like.
I am going into this game with that big-ass offensive line. Like, I'm going into the game with this big-ass offensive line, and I am running the ball down their throat all day. I'm lined up in two tight ends. I don't give a damn if Saquon is going to get 30 carries.
You're almost taking Jalen out of the game.
No,
it feels like.
Joe, I am one game away from going to the Super Bowl. I am going to beat the Commodores up running the football. It 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Do you remember when the 49ers beat the Packers 5 years ago to get the Super Bowl and Jimmy G threw the ball 8 times?
I mean, I do not care. See, all y'all want to call and talk about Jalen and da-da-da, I got Saquon. And if you're smart, you're running Saquon. You're lining up in two tight ends. Mm. You're going to two tight end set. You're doing tight formations, and you're running the football.
All right, 215-592-9494. That is the phone number here. Jalen Hurts, we'll see about that knee. It's obviously something going on. There's uncertainty here. Can the Eagles win without Hurts' running ability? I don't think so. Hugh does. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. On the other side, your calls, and we'll give you the latest from Sirianni this morning, what he said about Hurts and what he had to say about where Hurts' knee is at this point in the week. That's next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
you go. You and I were just talking about your knee. You went into the medical tent. You came out with a brace. How is this going to affect you next week?
Well, I'm sure I'll get asked about it later. I don't know if I can answer it right now, but we're going to go enjoy, I'm going to go enjoy this win with my teammates.
Are you okay?
I finished the game.
Yes, you did.
I finished the game.
You finished and won the game.
Well, that he did. Now we'll see how he looks on Sunday. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Can the Eagles win this Sunday against the Commanders without Jalen Hurts' running ability and his mobility? I don't think so. I think we need him to be as mobile as, or as close to as mobile as he normally is to get through this game. Hugh thinks they could find a way by running Saquon and playing good defense. I just think the run game, it matters so much that Hurts is part of it. And I just think in the pass game, whenever he drops back, like you saw the end of that game, he was getting sacked left and right. We need him to be able to get away from pressure. Let's hear Nick Sirianni this morning on with John and Joe. We'll replay the whole thing for you later on in the show. The latest on Jalen Hurts from Nick Sirianni this morning.
Yeah, you know, that we obviously play that each day. You know, I know he'll do everything he can do to be at his top strength. I know he's a warrior. I know he you know, will get himself ready to go. And we'll see tomorrow. We'll see tomorrow where he is.
We'll see tomorrow where he is. I mean, Hugh, they could be playing coy, or they might not know at this point.
Well, I think when you think about the injury that he had, you know, adrenaline helped get him through the game. Monday, you go on for treatment, but you really can't tell until today. How is he feeling? What's his pain tolerance? What's the damage? You know, I'm pretty sure he's had an MRI, X-ray, whatever you have when you have that situation. And now they evaluated from that. If it's nothing too serious, it's about pain tolerance at that point and how much pain he can tolerate. So that's what you have to try to figure out.
I just think his mobility, that's the question for me. I'd be shocked if he didn't play in this game. I think by now
he's going to play.
Yeah, we'd have some sort of report.
If it's no structural damage,
he's
going to
play. It's his mobility and how much he can move and how effectively he can, like, effective movement, right? Can he shed someone? And, like, think about the 44-yard touchdown running out on Sunday. He ran through a defensive tackle.
Yeah, that was huge. He did what he had to do.
I don't know if his knee's going to be able to let him do that this Sunday. Like, he might be able to play, but that might be different. 215-592-9494. Chris in Cherry Hill. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, Chris. What's up?
Listen, I know somebody's got to go against the grain because you got to have a debate. But Joe and Kyle, you guys are the voice of reason. But if that's truly how you feel, Hugh, they need to march your ass down to the HR and drug test you.
Excuse me. Wait a minute, Chris. Before I let you go into your diatribe.
If hurts his legs, they're, come on.
Chris. Chris. If you don't comprehend what I'm saying, just say that. Because I feel like I did a really good job of laying out for you how we can win this game. Basically, the
I
way we've been. Excuse me, Chris. Let me finish, and I'll let you talk. Especially since we've been winning this way all season long. What if I said that you didn't understand? Run Saquon Barkley. What about that I said that you did not comprehend?
You can't. I mean, you just can't keep running. Saquon's a beast, but you just can't keep relying on Saquon.
Chris, excuse me. Wait a minute. Let me finish. We've been saying all season long that we can't rely on Saquon Barkley because he's this, that, and the third. Saquon Barkley has well over 40 carries this season. One more game is going to stop him? Chris, we are one game away from the Super Bowl, and you're going to sit here and try to tell me, in order for us to win the Super Bowl, Jalen has to run? Is that what you're going with?
How many times a game can you honestly say, wow, that was a great pass by Hurts? How many times did he overthrow AJ?
Chris,
he's sitting on the sideline reading the book because he's frustrated.
Chris, listen, this is what I need you to do. This is what I need you to do, Chris, because you're talking about something emotional. I'm being logical. You're talking about Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown getting him involved in the game. We are one game away from the Super Bowl, and you're trying to sit here and tell me realistically that it makes a difference if we win or not, whether or not Jalen Hurts runs or throws the ball. Are you telling me that? Is that what you're telling me this morning?
If we have to go into the game on Sunday and Jalen can't run like he did on Sunday, making them great runs, you can't rely on him just to sit back and be a passer. You can't tell me that.
Chris, you know what you have done? I've asked you two direct questions. You have not once answered either one of them. I'm going to ask you again. Are you sitting here trying to tell me the way Saquon Barkley has been running the ball all season long, he ain't got one more game left in him that we can rely on him. That's what you're telling me right now, that we need Jalen Hurts.
I'm not saying that, but why should we have to just
So what are you saying, Jay? I mean, what are you saying, Chris? What are you saying? When I sat out here and laid it out for you.
If he's not able to run and he's not being able to be mobile, it's going to be hard for them to win.
Chris.
You can't tell me that it's going to be easy.
Chris.
You just run the shit out of Saquon all day Sunday.
Chris.
The emotions
Chris.
Are flying
That's what I'm saying. Listen, don't talk to me. I mean, you're allowed to have your opinion. I'm not saying that. But you're being emotional. When you watch that game that we played against the Commodores the last time, you're sitting here telling me that Jalen was the factor why we lost? No, it would have been better if he would have been out there. But we almost won with Kenny Two Gloves.
But they lost.
But the defense, we lost, I feel, in my opinion. We lost is because we lost our leader on the back end, and they took advantage of that.
But, you know, I think we lost because Jalen was out, by the way.
No, I know you're doing that, and that's fine.
I argue that entire week.
And that's fine. But Kenny Two Gloves moved the ball well enough. You're talking about the reason why I feel that we lost was because of the defense, because that's the most points that's one of the games that the defense gave us the most points they gave up all year long. And the reason why that was, the outlier was CJ GJ going out. But if you're gonna sit here and say the reason why we have to win is because Jalen has to get AJ involved and all this other stuff, I don't believe that. I think that there are plays that can be made. But when you look at all the teams and the way that they're designed, we have the strongest running game. We have the best offensive line. We manhandled the Commodores the last time that we played them.
Well, not the last time. The one before that, you mean. The first time.
Well, the reason why we didn't do it the last time is because we got off schedule and your boy started playing well.
So here's my thing on this game. The Commanders make you get off. Like, I hear you on the defense. I don't know if you can shut the Commanders down for four quarters offensively. They're going to score some points, which means we got to score points too. So we could do that with home runs, which I mean, if we get three Saquon home runs, let's all go to New Orleans together. But if we don't get home runs, how are we moving the football?
Here's the thing, Joe, and this is how it's played out in the playoffs from the games that I've paid attention to. It's about possessions and meaningful possessions and eating up the clock.
I agree, but they do it better than we do
it. No, but Joe,
they do. They hold the ball.
They held the ball last week.
And the first game against Tampa,
because they matched up well. We're talking games of matchups.
Yeah,
we're talking.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what when I'm talking right now. I'm talking matchups. They matched up well with both of those teams because they did not have the personnel up front to deal with the quarterback. And I even told you last week when Jane Daniels was playing, I said I don't think they're going to win because they haven't seen a quarterback like him.
You called it.
We seen him twice, and it's different when you have a speedy defense like we've been talking about all year long, and you're playing a game of possessions. And if just like I put it out there for you, if I know I'm playing against the worst team against the run left in the playoffs, which is the Washington Commodores, if I'm playing against the worst run team, and I just clipped them for 150 yards, and you're just saying that it was tough sledding, I'm running the ball.
I know.
Plain and simple.
I got you, but it was tough sledding. Like, if you go 28 carries for 2.8 a carry and then break one, that's a lot of punts.
Joe, that's the running
game. But it's a lot of punts.
But that's the running game, though. That is the running game. And if I'm running the ball and I'm imposing my will on you, and you talk about the fact that they ain't been home, that takes its toll.
Well, that does. I mean, that
takes its toll.
That might be the thing that makes me the most confident that no team in NFL history has gone four straight road games to get to a Super Bowl. That's big. Before Kyle has something to say, I just want to throw this in. Hugh, I think it's interesting to look back on how a team loses. Like what the Commanders lost five games, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happened in those five? Man, all of them, the quarterback played well against them. When teams beat the Commanders, it was the quarterback playing well. Let me go through the five games. They lost week one to Tampa. Baker, 24-30, 289, four touchdowns, no picks. They lost to Lamar in October.
Are we talking regular season game?
Regular season.
Okay.
Well, they haven't lost postseason game.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, we're talking regular season.
I'm just saying, like, they've lost five games this year.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar in October, 20-26, 323, a touchdown and a pick. Russell Wilson the week before they played us in November. 14-28, 195, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. Jalen, right? Jalen beat them in November. 18-28, 221, no touchdowns, no picks. Cooper Rush, they lost to the Cowboys. 24-32, 247, 2 touchdowns, no picks. Here's what the quarterbacks in the 5 games the Commanders have lost have done. 69% completion, 10 touchdowns, 2 picks, average 255 passing per game. When they've lost, they've been thrown on. I just think if he's immobile, it's going to change things.
So doesn't this feels like the game where the passing games conversation we've had all season long, this feels like the game where it finally will matter. Whether or not you think Washington can go up and down the field against our defense or not, it's because of how Hurts is limited right now on this offense that you worry about Saquon a little bit. You worry about Jalen's running ability. Like, this feels like this whole season where we talked about, oh, it's never going to happen. You know, the Eagles are never going to have to throw their way to win a game. It feels like they finally will this week.
I'm not understanding. What are you worried about Saquon for? What are you worried about?
Hugh, did you see how ineffective Saquon was when Jalen went out against
what
Washington?
What is your definition of ineffective?
Hugh, he was getting stuffed for like 1 yard. In the second half, he was getting stuffed like 1 yard,
but,
1 yard, 1 yard.
But you know what my definition is of ineffective? He still ran the ball well enough to get over 150 yards. Every defense I've ever played on, you never wanted to give up over 100 yards. I don't care how you did it.
But look at his yards per carry in the second half of that game.
Don't care. He still ran
for
over 100.
You should care. I mean, that's what effectiveness is to me.
What effectiveness is this, Kyle, is when you're able to wear another team down, and that's what they did.
Well, they didn't. They lost the game. And Washington wore us down because we couldn't sustain drives.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't they score on the last drive?
Yes, our defense was the one that was tired.
Didn't Jaden Daniels throw on a frozen rope?
Our defense was the one that was tired. We didn't wear them down. They wore us down.
No, we made it because CJGJ wasn't out there.
Oh, well, you're making an excuse for the defense.
I'm not making excuses. When he was out there, did they play well? Before he went out, were they moving the ball at all before he went out? No, Ed, just answer the question. Did they move the ball before CJGJ went out?
They scored 22 points in the fourth quarter.
But they weren't moving the ball at the clip they were before he went out.
I'm talking about our offense and our inability to move
run
the ball and score touchdowns.
All you have
we
to
couldn't.
Do, run the ball.
But all right, let me ask you a question. If I'll use a baseball analogy. If you have 4 at-bats and you hit 1 home run and strike out 3 times, you got 3 bad at-bats. That's the Eagles' running game right now. I'm going to give you a stat, okay? They had 3 huge runs Sunday, right? Jalen's touchdown. Saquon's 2 touchdowns, right? That was their 3 huge runs. That was like 40% of their whole offense for the whole day. The rest of the game, they averaged 2 yards a play.
I could say the same thing about the game that the Commodores won. They had a handful of plays where they made plays. They didn't control the game. They did not control the game.
I think Joe's analogy is right, though, because with the Phillies, we wouldn't describe our offense as an effective offense. They lived and died by the home run.
As well, okay, let me do this for y'all. As well as the Rams played and put us in heart palpitations at the end of the game, mm-hmm. Who do you feel was in control of the game the whole game?
The Eagles were in more control,
even though we couldn't throw the ball.
But the Commanders are better. The Commanders are tougher than the Rams.
The Commanders are tougher than the Rams.
Yeah, yeah.
The Rams was one of the better defenses we saw all year.
I agree with you. But the Commanders are a better team. They won more games.
The Commanders are riding a hot hand.
They've won seven in a row.
I am not taking anything away from the way that Jaden Daniels has played. I feel. Even though when I said yesterday, I was envious of the way he's playing because he's playing well. But when you talk about the playoffs and you talking about this game in particular, we match up extremely well with this team. A man whoop a man. Because at this time of the year, in this game, like my coach Tommy Brazier used to say, rest in peace, it's about a man whoop a man. And we got the personnel up front. Just like I said, you line up and you go two tights and you give Saquon the ball, we are going to win that matchup every time.
Well, that would be okay. So that's interesting, and this is going to fall on Kellen Moore. That's not the way the Eagles run their offense. They go shotgun, Jalen read option. Like, I'm with you. If they do what you're saying, I think they can run the ball on the Commanders. But if it's Jalen read option and the Commanders realize early can't run,
it's
not going to work.
If Kellen Moore get out there like he did the other day and trying to bootleg and shotgun Jalen, and he ain't right, I'm a run downstairs.
Well, that's what our worry
and slap
is.
Him across his lips and be like, man, what the hell are you doing? You are costing me a trip to Buc-ee's. This is not hard. See, we're sitting up here.
See, now it's personal. He's got to get the Buc-ee's.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah, he's got to get the Buc-ee's.
We're sitting up here making this harder than it needs to be. It's a man whooping man at this point. And if if anybody calls you talking about they worried about Saquon Carries, you need to be slapped across the lips, too.
I want to run him 40 times. I just don't know how effective he'll be Jalen can't move.
But the man thing didn't work when Hurts was out against Washington.
This is it.
It didn't.
This is it. This is for all the marbles.
That's not making me feel better.
Oh, boy.
Man, I ain't worried about what Jalen back there doing. Jalen hand the ball to Saquon. Throw it every now and then. Don't get cute. Hand the ball to Saquon. Eastbound it down.
I have an agenda.
This is really an experiment.
Eastbound it down.
It's an experiment that is.
Damn it, I'm close.
We are close.
I wasn't close last year, Joe. Damn it, I'm close today.
We're close.
I'm close.
It's an experiment to see how the Eagles could win with Jalen. I mean, they've won all year with a run-based scheme. Now we're entering a week where we don't know if he's going to be mobile. I mean, that's a huge part of Jalen, who he is as a quarterback, who he is as a runner. I mean, they convert first downs with his legs all the time. Bon is in North Philly. What's up, Bon?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, Bon. What are you thinking?
Question real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So last week, right or wrong, if AJ catches that ball, do we score?
You talking about the one he dropped up back right? Sure. About to score? Yeah, that one. Yeah, it looked like
all
it.
All right, okay. So you remember the one before that for the first down. That was after we scored, we stopped, and we got the ball back. And when we had to punt the ball after that drop, we punted the ball off. So we possibly either drive that up and get in scoring range. We don't know what would have happened. Okay, with the Goddard screen, right, where that was a pass. It wasn't a Jalen Hurts run. It got called back. We had to settle for a field goal, right?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, with the tush push. If we don't false start, do we get a touchdown, right?
But what's the point of all this?
Trying to say all the points we left on the board.
There's a lot of points left on the board that without Jalen's run, we possibly could have still won that game without the run.
But, Ron, I could do the same. It's football. Like, if Jalen Carter doesn't hit Stafford, he's got Higbee wide open over the middle, Rams win the game, right? Like, that's football.
Oh, but what I'm saying is these are plays like A.J. Brown is one of the best receivers in the league. He don't drop passes often. Right.
Of course, yes.
Okay, we have one of the best offensive line that we had this year. We haven't been doing the illegal man downfield. We've been kind of pretty good with that.
Yeah, not as much as in the past. Yeah, that definitely not as much.
Okay, so let me ask you with the Commanders game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with Hugh on this. If you go look back at the scrambles on fourth down when CJ went out, his replacement is the one that missed the tackles that allowed the drive to keep going. So if we stop him on fourth down when CJ would have hit him, while he was more than likely hit him while he was in there, they wouldn't have had those scoring drives.
I agree. Right? Yeah, I mean, it was a huge part of the game.
And Devontae Smith dropped the ball that would have ended the game.
Well, I mean,
so
of course.
People keep talking about how we lost again. Yeah, but you got to look at the things that happened within that game that caused us to lose.
Bon, there's also, like, let's also talk about other what-ifs on Sunday. If Jalen doesn't take two sacks to get him out of field goal range, they have two more field goal attempts. Like, we have new variable. Bon, we have a new variable now. There's a potentially, and I don't know. We don't know until Sunday. He might not be able to move like normal. So it changes. We're not used to watching the Eagles without Jalen moving. It's a huge part of his game. It's why he's so good. So now it's going to change the offense.
So I definitely agree, but I don't think people give him credit for two things that he's been doing, and I've been watching all these clips and films. First of all, he hasn't been turning the ball over.
Not at all.
That's the recipe for disaster in the playoffs for all the quarterbacks. The only one that didn't have a turnover and he lost was Stroud, and I'm not going to talk about the Chiefs, but that's the only one. Other than that, he hasn't been turning the ball over, and on both of Saquon runs, he's the one that checks out of it to get them into the right place on both of the long runs last week.
Well, sure. I mean, his mind is still there. But I think we're all right, Bon, good phone call. I think we're missing something on like that run.
Mm-hmm.
Why do those runs work so well?
Because Jalen's a threat to run the ball.
And if the Commanders realize early in the game he's not, how do we move the ball?
Why do you think I'm going too tight? That's why I'm going too tight, because that
eliminates. You think the Eagles are going to change their offense this week?
Why not? Because it does two things. It gives you an element that maybe the Commodores didn't account for.
So,
and it also allows you to have more people on the line of scrimmage to get that push. I like the matchup, even if we don't go too tight. I like the matchup of our offensive line against their defensive line. They've played a lot of football, man. And as well as they're playing, at some point, all that travel takes a toll on
that.
You know what I mean?
Of all the factors this week, that one I feel like is getting the least play, and it should. This is their fourth straight road game. It does. It takes a huge toll.
Well, so, and the other thing, and this is part of the worry that Bomb brought up, is we're not turning the ball over. We're not putting it in the air that much.
We don't have to.
But we might. This week is the point.
I don't think we have to. See, that's my thing. You're like we've been doing this for the last couple weeks. We've been anticipating for the last few weeks that Jalen is going to have this 300-yard game.
But now it feels like he will.
I don't think that's the case.
This feels like the passing game is way more important this week.
200? Why is the passing game?
It doesn't have to be a stat. It needs to be better than it was the last 2 weeks.
Riddle me this.
We'll know it if it is.
This is the best offense we've seen since them.
Riddle me this, though. We're playing against the absolute, what are they like, 20-something in run defense? Something like that?
29, yeah.
They're the 29th ranked run defense, and they're in the playoffs. Why are we throwing the ball much as y'all feel that we need to throw the ball in order to win?
Well, okay.
Because you're thinking, let me help you because I know what you're about to say. Because you're thinking you're going to be playing catch-up. You're going to be in a shootout.
Yeah, I don't know if catch-up, but it might be they're scoring, so we got to score.
I don't see it playing out that way.
We gave up 36 last time we faced them.
they gave up 36, Joe, because of the reason why I told you. If you would have came in here and told me that they probably could score because N'Kobe Dean's out, I might have bought that one. But I feel like the way that this team – see, because I think what I'm saying, y'all not understanding what I'm saying. Because now we're playing possession football.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And so if I'm – say, for instance, if I – say, and the Eagles aren't going to do it, but say if they get the ball in the first half and I eat up 8 minutes off the clock.
But how are we doing that without throwing the ball?
Running the ball.
But Hugh, that run game, there was a lot of strikeouts. There was home runs, but they didn't possess the ball really well Sunday.
Let me say, there are going to be some pass plays in that, but if I'm controlling the clock, however which way I'm controlling, I can control it with – Grant Calcaterra screen pass. I can control it with a Dallas Goedert across the middle. I don't have to throw the ball down the field. But the bottom line is this. My bread and butter and what they're going to commit to the most is the run game.
I agree with you. I just know Jalen took 7 sacks, and for 3 quarters of that game, he had 2 good wheels. 7
Man,
sacks.
Listen, Saquon just hit L.A. with 200 yards on the ground. You think there's a defensive coordinator that's in this playoffs is looking at that and be like, oh, no, we're not we worried about Jalen's running, passing the ball. No, they worried about that.
No, I know. But the Eagles almost lost with 200 yards on the ground because their quarterback took 7 sacks.
They had almost lost. That was crazy. But
yeah,
still,
it was.
They didn't.
Well, then hopefully we continue this going the way it is. 215-592-9494. All right, on the other side, your phone calls here. I think the Eagles need Jalen Hurts' legs to win this football game, you know, as well as Saquon. It's part of the offense. Hugh doesn't think they need it, and we might not have it. It might be an immobile Jalen on Sunday. Do the Eagles need Hurts' running ability to beat the Commanders? Where do you think about this as we get ready for this week here? All right, where do you come down? Your calls now. Plus, we'll get to what they're saying nationally about the passing game versus the Rams this week and how Washington might prepare to defend this Eagles offense. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Throughout the entire NFL playoffs, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, takes it to the next level. Right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's $300 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. FanDuel app gives you everything you need for live bets, same game parlays, and so much more. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid instantly. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Get started with $300 in bonus bets. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. FanDuel, an official sports partner of the NFL.
Second down and six for the Eagles. The ball at the 7-yard line. Hurts again in the gun. Barkley to his right. Does he come back to Barkley again? He doesn't. He backpedals. He steps up. He looks. He is tackled. It's a safety. He's tackled in the end zone for a safety. The sixth sack. Oh, that's the worst thing that could happen.
Yeah,
right,
that's
there.
Crazy.
Yeah, that was not great. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Not what you want to see. They overcame it. They won the football game thanks to three huge runs. One by Jalen, two by Saquon. The Eagles are now a win away from the Super Bowl. All right, 215-592-9494. There's a lot of uncertainty around Jalen Hurts' knee. We'll see if he practices tomorrow, limited full, how it goes over the course of the week. But there's a real chance, I would say, that he's limited mobility-wise. He's not the same runner as he normally is. Can they win this game on Sunday without his legs? I say no. I think he's going to have to make plays with his legs in the run and the pass game to get away from pressure and to help Saquon. Hugh thinks they could do it, even if
you go. You and I were just talking about your knee. You went into the medical tent. You came out with a brace. How is this going to affect you next week?
I'm sure I'll get asked about it later. I don't know if I can answer it right now, but we're going to go. I'm going to go enjoy this win with my teammates.
Are you okay?
I finished the game.
Yes, you
did. I finished the game.
You finished and won the game.
Well, that he did. Now we'll see how he looks on Sunday. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Can the Eagles win this Sunday against the Commanders without Jalen Hurts' running ability and his mobility? I don't think so. I think we need him to be as mobile as, or as close to as mobile as he normally is to get through this game. Hugh thinks they could find a way by running Saquon and playing good defense. I just think the run game, it matters so much that Hurts is part of it. And I just think in the pass game, whenever he drops back, like you saw the end of that game, he was getting sacked left and right. We need him to be able to get away from pressure. Let's hear Nick Sirianni this morning on with John and Joe. We'll replay the whole thing for you later on in the show. The latest on Jalen Hurts from Nick Sirianni this morning.
Yeah, you know, that we obviously play that each day. You know, I know he'll do everything he can do to be at his top strength. I know he's a warrior. I know he you know, will get himself ready to go. And we'll see tomorrow. We'll see tomorrow where he is.
We'll see tomorrow where he is. I mean, Hugh, they could be playing coy, or they might not know at this point.
Well, I think when you think about the injury that he had, you know, adrenaline helped get him through the game. Monday, you go on for treatment, but you really can't tell until today. How is he feeling? What's his pain tolerance? What's the damage? You know, I'm pretty sure he's had an MRI, X-ray, whatever you have when you have that situation. And now they evaluated from that. If it's nothing too serious, it's about pain tolerance at that point and how much pain he can tolerate. So that's what you have to try to figure out.
I just think his mobility, that's the question for me. I'd be shocked if he didn't play in this game. I think by now
he's going to play.
Yeah, we'd have some sort of
report. If it's no structural damage,
he's
going to
play. It's his mobility and how much he can move and how effectively he can, like, effective movement, right? Can he shed someone? And, like, think about the 44-yard touchdown running it on Sunday. He ran through a defensive tackle.
Yeah, that was huge. He did what he had to do.
I don't know if his knee's going to be able to let him do that this Sunday. Like, he might be able to play, but that might be different. 215-592-9494. Chris in Cherry Hill. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, Chris. What's up?
Listen, I know somebody's got to go against the grain because you got to have a debate. But Joe and Kyle, you guys are the voice of reason. But if that's truly how you feel, Hugh, they need to march your ass down to the HR and drug test you.
Excuse me. Wait a minute, Chris. Before I let you go into your diatribe.
If hurts his legs, they're, come on.
Chris. Chris. If you don't comprehend what I'm saying, just say that. Because I feel like I did a really good job of laying out for you how we can win this game. Basically, the way we've been. Excuse me, Chris. Let me finish, and I'll let you talk. Especially since we've been winning this way all season long. What if I said that you didn't understand? Run Saquon Barkley. What about that I said that you did not comprehend?
You can't. I mean, you just can't keep running. Saquon's a beast, but you just can't keep relying on Saquon.
Chris, excuse me. Wait a minute. Let me finish. Let me finish. We've been saying all season long that we can't rely on Saquon Barkley because he's this, that, and the third. Saquon Barkley has well over 40 carries this season. One more game is going to stop him? Chris, we are one game away from the Super Bowl, and you're going to sit here and try to tell me, in order for us to win the Super Bowl, Jalen has to run? Is that what you're going with?
How many times a game can you honestly say, wow, that was a great pass by Hurts? How many times did he overthrow AJ?
Chris, listen, Chris.
On the sideline reading the book because he's frustrated.
Chris. Listen, this is what I need you to do. This is what I need you to do, Chris, because you're talking about something emotional. I'm being logical. You're talking about Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown getting him involved in the game. We are one game away from the Super Bowl, and you're trying to sit here and tell me realistically that it makes a difference if we win or not, whether or not Jalen Hurts runs or throws the ball. Are you telling me that? Is that what you're telling me this morning?
If we have to go into the game on Sunday and Jalen can't run like he did on Sunday, making them great runs, you can't rely on him just to sit back and be a passer. You can't tell me that.
Chris, you know what you have done? I've asked you two direct questions. You have not once answered either one of them. I'm going to ask you again. Are you sitting here trying to tell me the way Saquon Barkley has been running the ball all season long, he ain't got one more game left in him that we can rely on him? That's what you're telling me right now, that we need Jalen Hurts.
I'm not saying that, but why should we have to just
So what are you saying, Jay? I mean, what are you saying, Chris? What are you saying? When I sat out here and laid it out for you, if he's not being able to be mobile,
it's going to be hard for them to win.
Chris,
you can't tell me that it's going to be easy.
Chris,
you just run the shit out of Saquon all
Chris,
day Sunday.
Chris,
give the ball to him.
The emotions
Chris,
are flying.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, don't talk to me. I mean, you're allowed to have your opinion. I'm not saying that, but you're being emotional. When you watch that game that we played against the Commodores the last time, you're sitting here telling me that Jalen was the factor why we lost? No, it would have been better if he would have been out there. But we almost won with Kenny Two Gloves.
But they lost.
But the defense, we lost, I feel, in my opinion. We lost is because we lost our leader on the back end, and they took advantage of that.
Well, you know, I think we lost because Jalen was out, by the way.
No, I know you're doing that, and that's fine.
I argue that entire week.
And that's fine. But Kenny Two Gloves moved the ball well enough. You're talking about the reason why I feel that we lost was because of the defense, because that's the most points that's one of the games that the defense gave us the most points they gave up all year long. And the reason why that was, the outlier was CJ GJ going out. But if you're going to sit here and say the reason why we have to win is because Jalen has to get AJ involved and all this other stuff, I don't believe that. I think that there are plays that are that can be made. But when you look at all the teams and the way that they're designed, we have the strongest running game. We have the best offensive line. We manhandled the Commodores the last time that we played them.
Well, not the last time. The one before that, you mean. The first time.
Well, the reason why we didn't do it the last time is because we got off schedule and your boys started playing well.
So here's my thing on this game. The Commanders make you get off. Like, I hear you on the defense. I don't know if you can shut the Commanders down for four quarters offensively. They're going to score some points, which means we got to score points too. So we could do that with home runs, which I mean, if we get three Saquon home runs, let's all go to New Orleans together. But if we don't get home runs, how are we moving the football?
Here's the thing, Joe, and this is how it's played out in the playoffs from the games that I've paid attention to. It's about possessions and meaningful possessions and eating up the clock.
I agree, but they do it better than we do.
No, but Joe,
they do. They hold
they
the ball.
They held the ball last week.
And the first game against Tampa.
Against Tampa, because they matched up well. We're talking games of matchups. When I'm talking right now, I'm talking matchups. They matched up well with both of those teams because they did not have the personnel up front to deal with the quarterback. And I even told you last week when Jane Daniels was playing, I said, I don't think they're going to win because they haven't seen a quarterback like him.
You called it.
We've seen him twice. And it's different when you have a speedy defense like we've been talking about all year long, and you're playing a game of possessions. And if, just like I put it out there for you, if I know I'm playing against the worst team against the run left in the playoffs, which is the Washington Commodores, if I'm playing against the worst run team and I just clipped them for 150 yards and you're just saying that it was tough sledding, I'm running the ball.
I know.
Plain and simple.
I got you, but it was tough sledding. Like, if you go 28 carries for 2.8 a carry and then break one, that's a lot of punts.
Joe, that's the running game.
But it's a lot of punts.
But that's the running game, though. That is the running game. And if I'm running the ball and I'm imposing my will on you And you talk about the fact that they ain't been home. That takes its toll.
Well, that does. I mean, that
takes its toll.
That might be the thing that makes me the most confident that, that no team in NFL history has gone four straight road games to get to a Super Bowl. That's big. Before Kyle has something to say, I just want to throw this in. Hugh, I think it's interesting to look back on how a team loses. Like what the Commanders lost five games, right? Mm-hmm. What happened in those five? Man, all of them, the quarterback played well against them. When teams beat the Commanders, it was the quarterback playing well. Let me go through the five games. They lost week one to Tampa. Baker, 24-30, 289, four touchdowns, no picks. They lost to Lamar in October.
Are we talking regular season game?
Regular season. Okay. But they haven't lost postseason game.
Okay. Well, yeah. Right. Yeah. I'm just saying, we're talking regular
season. I'm just saying, like, they've lost five games this year. Mm-hmm. Lamar in October, 20-26, 323, a touchdown and a pick. Russell Wilson, the week before they played us in November, 14-28, 195, three touchdowns, one pick. Jalen, right? Jalen beat them in November. 18-28, 221, no touchdowns, no picks. Cooper Rush, they lost to the Cowboys. 24-32, 247, two touchdowns, no picks. Here's what the quarterbacks in the five games the Commanders have lost have done. 69% completion, 10 touchdowns, two picks, average 255 passing per game. When they've lost, they've been thrown on. I just think if he's immobile, it's going to change things.
So doesn't this feels like the game where the passing games conversation we've had all season long, this feels like the game where it finally will matter. Whether or not you think Washington can go up and down the field against our defense or not, it's because of how Hurts is limited right now in this offense that you worry about Saquon a little bit. You worry about Jalen's running ability. Like, this feels like this whole season where we talked about, oh, it's never going to happen. You know, the Eagles are never going to have to throw their way to win a game. It feels like they finally will this week.
I'm not understanding. What are you worried about Saquon for? What are you worried about?
Hugh, did you see how ineffective Saquon was when Jalen went out against
what
Washington?
What is your definition of ineffective?
Hugh, he was getting stuffed for like 1 yard. In the second half, he was getting stuffed for like 1 yard,
but
1 yard, 1 yard.
But you know what my definition is of ineffective? He still ran the ball well enough to get over 150 yards. Every defense I've ever played on, you never wanted to give up over 100 yards. I don't care how you did it.
Well, look at his yards per carry in the second half of that game.
Don't care. He still ran for over 100.
You should care. I mean, that's what effectiveness is to me.
What effectiveness is this, Kyle, is when you're able to wear another team down, and that's what they did.
Well, they didn't. They lost the game. And Washington wore us down because we couldn't sustain drives.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't they score on the last drive?
Our defense was the one that was tired.
Didn't Jaden Daniels throw on a frozen rope?
Our defense was the one that was tired. We didn't wear them down. They wore us down.
No, we made it because CJGJ wasn't out there.
Oh, well, you're making an excuse for the defense.
I'm not making excuses. When he was out there, did they play well? Before he went out, were they moving the ball at all before he went out? Just answer the question. Did they move the ball before CJGJ went out?
They scored 22 points in the fourth quarter.
But they weren't moving the ball at the clip they were before he went out.
I'm talking about our offense and our inability to move
run
the ball and score touchdowns.
All you have to do, run the ball.
All right, let me ask you a question. If I'll use a baseball analogy. If you have four at-bats and you hit one home run and strike out three times, you got three bad at-bats. That's the Eagles' running game right now. I'm going to give you a stat, okay? They had three huge runs Sunday, right? Jalen's touchdown, Saquon's two touchdowns, right? That was their three huge runs. That was like 40% of their whole offense for the whole day. The rest of the game, they averaged 2 yards a play.
I could say the same thing about the game that the Commodores won. They had a handful of plays where they made plays. They didn't control the game. They did not control the game.
I think Joe's analogy is right, though, because with the Phillies, we wouldn't describe our offense as an effective offense. They lived and died by the home run.
As well, okay, let me do this for y'all. As well as the Rams played and put us in heart palpitations at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. Who do you feel was in control of the game the whole game?
The Eagles were in more control,
even though we couldn't throw the ball.
But the Commanders are better. The Commanders are tougher than the Rams.
The Commanders are tougher than the Rams.
Yeah, yeah.
The Rams was one of the better defenses we saw all year.
I agree with you. But the Commanders are a better team. They want to win one more game.
The Commanders are riding a hot hand.
They've won seven in a row.
I am not taking anything away from the way that Jaden Daniels has played. I feel, even though when I said yesterday, I was envious of the way he's playing because he's playing well. But when you talk about the playoffs and you talking about this game in particular, we match up extremely well with this team, a man whoop a man. Because at this time of the year, in this game, Like my coach Tommy Brazier used to say, rest in peace, it's about a man whoop a man. And we got the personnel up front. Just like I said, you line up and you go two tights and you give Saquon the ball, we are going to win that matchup every time.
Well, that would be okay. So that's interesting, and this is going to fall on Kellen Moore. That's not the way the Eagles run their offense. They go shotgun, Jalen Reed option. Like, I'm with you. If they do what you're saying, I think they can run the ball on the Commanders. But if it's Jalen Reed option and the Commanders realize early in the game he can't run,
if Kellen Moore,
not going to work.
If Kellen Moore get out there like he did the other day and trying to bootleg and shotgun
right.
Jalen, and he ain't right, I'm a run downstairs.
Well, that's what our worry
and slap
is.
Him across his lips and be like, man, what the hell are you doing? You are costing me a trip to Bucky's. This is not hard. See, we're sitting up here.
See, now it's personal. He's got to get the Bucky's.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah, he's got to get the Bucky's.
We're sitting up here making this harder than it needs to be. It's a man whooping man at this point. And if if anybody calls you talking about they worried about Saquon Carries, you need to be slapped across the lips, too.
I want to run him 40 times. I just don't know how effective he'll be if Jalen can't move.
But the man thing didn't work when Hurts was out against Washington.
This is it.
It didn't.
This is it. This is for all the marbles.
Oh, it is.
That's not making me feel better.
Oh, boy.
Man, I ain't worried about what Jalen back there doing. Jalen, hand the ball to Saquon. Throw it every now and then. Don't get cute. Hand the ball to Saquon. Eastbound it down. I have an agenda.
This is really an experiment.
Eastbound it down.
It's an experiment that is.
Damn it, I'm close.
We are close.
I wasn't close last year, Joe. Damn it, I'm close today.
We're close.
I'm close.
It's an experiment to see how the Eagles could win with Jalen. I mean, they've won all year with a run-based scheme. Now we're entering a week where we don't know if he's going to be mobile. I mean, that's a huge part of Jalen, who he is as a quarterback, who he is as a runner. I mean, they convert first downs with his legs all the time. Bon is in North Philly. What's up, Bon?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, Bon. What are you thinking?
Question real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So last week, right or wrong, if AJ catches that ball, do we score?
You talking about the one he dropped up right? Sure. What he's about to score? Yeah, that one. Yeah, it looked like
that. All right, okay. So you remember the one before that for the first down. That was after we scored, we stopped, and we got the ball back. And when we had to punt the ball after that drop, we punted the ball off. So we possibly either drive that up and get in scoring range. We don't know what would have happened. Okay, with the Goddard screen, right, where that was a pass. It wasn't a Jalen Hurts run. It got called back. We had to settle for a field goal, right?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, with the tush push. If we don't false start, do we get a touchdown, right?
But what's the point of all this?
Trying to say all the points we left on the board.
It's a lot of points left on the board that even without Jalen's run, we possibly could have still won that game without the run.
But, Ron, I could do the same. It's football. Like if Jalen Carter doesn't hit Stafford, he's got Higbee wide open over the middle, Rams win the game, right? Like, that's football.
Oh, but what I'm saying is these are plays like A.J. Brown is one of the best receivers in the league. He don't drop passes often. Right?
Right. Of course, yes.
Okay, we have one of the best offensive line that we had this year. We haven't been doing the illegal man downfield. We've been kind of pretty good with that.
Yeah, not as much as in the past. Yeah, that definitely not as much.
Okay, so let me ask you with the Commanders game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with Hugh on this. If you go look back at the scrambles on fourth down when CJ went out, his replacement is the one that missed the tackles that allowed the drive to keep going. So if we stop him on fourth down when CJ would have hit him, why he was more than likely hit him while he was in there, they wouldn't have had those scoring drives.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, it was a huge part of the game.
And Devontae Smith dropped the ball that would have ended the game.
Well, I mean,
so
of course.
People keep talking about how we lost the game. Yeah, but you got to look at the things that happened within that game that caused us to lose.
Well, there's a lot, but Bon, there's also, like, let's also about other what-ifs on Sunday. If Jalen doesn't take two sacks to get him out of field goal range, they have two more field goal attempts. Like, we have a new variable now. There's a potential, and I don't know, we don't know until Sunday. He might not be able to move like normal, so it changes. We're not used to watching the Eagles without Jalen moving. It's a huge part of his game. It's why he's so good. So now it's going to change the offense.
So I definitely agree, but I don't think people give him credit for two things that he's been doing, and I've been watching all these clips and films. First of all, he hasn't been turning the ball over.
Not at all.
That's the recipe for disaster in the playoffs for all the quarterbacks. The only one that didn't have a turnover and he lost was Stroud, and I'm not going to talk about the Chiefs, but that's the only one. Other than that, he hasn't been turning the ball over, and on both of Saquon runs, he's the one that checks out of it
to get them into the right place on both of the long runs last week.
Well, sure. I mean, his mind is still there. But I think we're good phone call. I think we're missing something on, like, that run.
Mm-hmm.
Why do those runs work so well?
Because Jalen's a threat to run the ball.
And if the Commanders realize early in the game he's not, how do we move the ball?
Why do you think I'm going two tights? That's why I'm going two tights, because that
eliminates. You think the Eagles are going to change their offense this week?
Why not? Because it does two things. It gives you an element that maybe the Commodores didn't account for.
So,
and it also allows you to have more people on the line of scrimmage to get that push. This I like the matchup, even if we don't go two tights. I like the matchup of our offensive line against their defensive line. They've played a lot of football, man. And as well as they're playing, at some point, all that travel takes a toll on
that.
You know what I mean?
Of all the factors this week, that one I feel like is getting the least play, and it should. This is their fourth straight road game. It does. It takes a huge toll.
Well, so, and the other thing, and this is part of the worry that Bomb brought up, is we're not turning the ball over. We're not putting it in the air that much.
We don't have to.
But we might. This week is the point.
I don't think we have to. See, that's my thing. Like, you're like we've been doing this for the last couple of weeks. We've been anticipating for the last few weeks that Jalen is going to have this 300-yard game.
But now it feels like he will.
Like,
I don't think
300.
Maybe not 300. I don't think that's the case.
This feels like the passing game is way more important this week.
200? Why is the passing game?
It doesn't have to be a stat. It needs to be better than it was the last 2 weeks.
Riddle me this.
We'll know it if it is.
This is the best offense we've seen since them.
Riddle me this, though. We're playing against the absolutes. What are they like, 20-something in run defense? Something like that?
29, yeah.
They're the 29th ranked run defense, and they're in the playoffs. Why are we throwing the ball much as y'all feel that we need to throw the ball in order to win?
Well, okay, okay.
Because you're thinking, let me help you, because I know what you're about to say. Because you're thinking you're going to be playing catch-up. You're going to be in a shootout.
Yeah. I don't know if catch-up, but it might be they're scoring, so we got to score.
I don't see it playing out that way.
We gave up 36 last time we faced them.
they gave up 36, Joe, because of the reason why I told you. If you would have came in here and told me that they probably could score because N'Kobe Dean's out, I might have bought that one. But I feel like the way that this team – see, because I think what I'm saying, y'all not understanding what I'm saying. Because now we're playing possession football.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And so if I'm – say, for instance, if I – say, and the Eagles aren't going to do it, but say if they get the ball in the first half and I eat up 8 minutes off the clock.
But how are we doing that without throwing the ball?
Running the ball. Joe.
Yeah, but, Hugh, that run game, there was a lot of strikeouts. There was home runs, but they didn't possess the ball really well Sunday.
Let me say, there are going to be some pass plays in that, but if I'm controlling the clock, however which way I'm controlled, I can control it with – Grant Calcaterra screen pass. I can control it with a Dallas Goedert across the middle. I don't have to throw the ball down the field. But the bottom line is this. My bread and butter and what they're going to commit to the most is the run game.
I agree with you. I just know Jalen took 7 sacks, and for 3 quarters of that game, he had 2 good wheels. 7 sacks.
Listen, Saquon just hit L.A. with 200 yards on the ground. You think there's a defensive coordinator that's in this playoffs is looking at that and be like, oh, no, we're worried about Jalen's running, passing the ball. No, they worried about that.
No, I know, but the Eagles almost lost with 200 yards on the ground because their quarterback took 7 sacks.
They almost lost. That was crazy.
Yeah,
but still,
it was.
They didn't.
Well, then hopefully we continue this going the way it is. 215-592-9494. All right, on the other side, your phone calls here. I think the Eagles need Jalen Hurts' legs to win this football game, you know, as well as Saquon. It's part of the offense. Who doesn't think they need it? And we might not have it. It might be an immobile Jalen on Sunday. Do the Eagles need Hurts' running ability to beat the Commanders? What do you think about this as we get ready for this week here? All right, where do you come down? Your calls now. Plus, we'll get to what they're saying nationally about the passing game versus the Rams this week and how Washington might prepare to defend this Eagles offense. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Throughout the entire NFL playoffs, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, takes it to the next level. Right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's $300 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. FanDuel app gives you everything you need for live bets, same game parlays, and so much more. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid instantly. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Get started with $300 in bonus bets. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. FanDuel, an official sports partner.